Hi, Nita Marks here, Giants.com, for another edition of Roll Call with Antro Roll. And you guys got to be feeling great about yourselves. 4-2 in the NFC East, coming off a great victory against the San Francisco 49ers, Roll.
Great team victory. I think it was very well needed, very well deserved as a team and as a unit. And, we'll feel a lot better if we go out there and capture this win in our division.
Now, coming off a win like that, is that a team-changing win? Is there a different feel in the locker room moving forward now after beating the San Francisco 49ers the way you guys – I mean, you pounded them.
We're a very confident team, and we know what we have here in this locker room, but I think it just solidifies, to the others that we can play with the best teams in the NFL, and, we're definitely worthy of opponents.
All right, let's look forward. You've got the Washington Redskins coming to New York City, and everybody's talking about – RG3. In fact, your teammate Osu Mnyura calls him Sir RG3. Yeah, that's right. So kind of talk. I mean, and another thing, everybody's saying how excited they are. Your defensive players are saying how excited they are to face him. Talk about what this matchup means to you.
I mean, he's an excited player to watch, first and foremost. He's very gifted. He does a lot of things with the ball, and I think the defense definitely surrounds himself around him. So with that being said, I think our defense, what it means is that, we love challenges. We love challenges. We love going up against the best of the best. And, he's definitely presented a lot of different challenges within that division, being with the Redskins.
Now, well, let's talk about your defensive unit. Fingers crossed. Hopefully you get Chris Canty back on Sunday to help you with that defensive line. Going to need him, of course, to kind of help contain, maybe drive RG3 down the middle of the defensive line, right?
Having Canty back, that was always going to be a plus in our defense. He's a guy that's been extremely missed, and, we love having him back, and, it's just going to help our defense just that much more.
Now, let's talk about Alfred Morris. Believe it or not, it really begins and ends with him in that rushing attack. A lot of people didn't know what to expect when he kind of hit the scene this season, but he is their featured back now for the Redskins.
He's definitely their featured back. He's making a lot of noise in the backfield. I think he's definitely in the top five of rushing in this football league. And he's averaging 100 yards rushing per game. And the guy, he's doing a phenomenal job. And like you say, the line caters to him. And he picks his holes extremely well, and once he gets going, he can get going. It can be a long day.
Well, last but not least, let's talk about the wide receivers, and of course, tight end Fred Davis. Part of that, the weapons that RG3 has to work with. Word is that Pierre Garçon has not practiced this week. Not sure, maybe not play on Sunday. So, who out of that wide receiving core, and as well as Fred Davis, is the biggest threat for you guys on Sunday?
Well, I mean, they're all big threats. You have Santana, who's looking extremely good this year. You have Hankerson back there. You still have Josh Morgan and, like with Fred Davis. So, they have a great core of receivers and, tight ends that can definitely get the job done and stretch the field.
It's Roll Call here only on Giants.com.